Hearing is conditional use number 2285, Ashley DeMichelle.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district for a tourist home to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.831 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Cave Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 88, approximately 0.43 mile west of Diamond Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 257. The 911 address is 26182 Cave Neck Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235. Map 21, parcel 48.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of a staff analysis, a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, thank you. My name is Ashley. I appreciate you having me tonight.
And Ashley, you need to give your full name for the record,
please. Ashley DeMichelle.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a tiny home that is built like an RV. It's road ready, but it has more of the comforts of a home. It's completely off-grid capable. Right now, you can plug it up like an RV. It has a water hose, a 50 amp plug-in, composting toilet, and a gray tank. I mean, it seems so much simpler than everything else that's come here tonight.
You would think that.
Yeah.
You would. A person would be tempted to think that. Well, go ahead.
We originally purchased this as like a retirement kind of plan, or like a vacation home that we could take off-site. We could keep it there, but then eventually, when we wanted to move it, we could move it off-site on another piece of property somewhere. Or use it as a guest house when families came to, or our family came to visit. So when COVID hit, I work at a restaurant and business was down. So once everything opened back up, I was like, hey, let's make some money, throw it on Airbnb. And it ended up getting way more traffic than I expected, and not realizing that we needed to update our tourist home because our regular home is also on site there. So not realizing that, I quickly learned that we needed to get it back on there. But we're in close to Dogfish, we're close to McCabe Preserve, Prime Hook, Broadkill Beach, all like the new Dewey Beer Company. So I've noticed that we just get a lot of people from the cities that are tired of working from home in their homes, and they want to come out or check out the trails, bird watch, hit the beaches. It's usually, we limit it to two people, but yeah, it's pretty a quiet group of people come. Sometimes I have people come and never leave the house. They just come to, you know, I guess get back to themselves. But I did bring some pictures in case y'all wanted to see them. I put them on a zip drive.
We'd have to keep the drive, but it's, yeah. So. Thank you.
But the houses in front of us were set back from the road. We have the tiny home kind of shielded next to a large magnolia tree in between our wood line to prevent it from interfering with like neighbors' privacy. Oh, I'm so sorry. And also the house that's in the front to our left is also a rental house. So it's like it doesn't have a permanent resident in there usually. So that's a shot of the tiny home, like from our house is going to be off to the left. This is facing the road. Everybody who comes in uses our own personal driveway, drives in front of our home and parks in the back there. So. And then I brought, That's again, you can see our house to the left there. And then I also brought the packet of information for the tiny home from the tiny home builder themselves, because they kind of go over the specs of like what makes it different than an RV. But also it's road ready at any time, so. I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
Yeah, I should probably recuse myself because I'm obsessed with tiny homes anyway.
That another people, yeah.
Yeah.
I watch Tiny House Nation every night. It's a shame. Anyway. All right. So you live in the house there. You're on site all the time.
Yes.
It's all self-contained, composting toilet, so we don't have to worry about water supply. What do they do for water, showers, things like that?
Oh, it's a hose hookup. You just hook it up to a hose bib.
And then you have somebody, it has a tank that it collects.
Mm-hmm, it's a green tank.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah. Then my question is for us. I never have handled a tourist house before.
So it gets quite interesting because there's some history that we staff discussed this with the applicant at mm-hmm. some length about which route this application should take. And it was initially explored that a tourist home can and is potentially being capable of approved as a special use exception before the Board of Adjustment, except the definition of a tourist home in the code specifically prohibits cooking facilities in the individual rental rooms. And we were looking at the definition of it, but it's ultimately was agreed that a conditional use is the best path forward. So this could be perhaps the first one that the commission has seen of this nature. And then there was a discussion about whether to describe it in the CU as a tiny home, but tiny home is not currently defined in the Sussex County Code, so it was described as a tourist home. So it was agreed that a CU is the best path forward. Yeah.
Okay, cooking facilities, yes, no, then?
So this does have all the facilities required?
It has a stovetop and a fridge and a sink. It doesn't have an oven.
So, because it's not a building per se, there was concern that it doesn't fit within the definition of garage, studio, apartment. What I'm trying to say is our code was not specifically set up to deal with this,
right?
But there is a mechanism within the AR1 zoning district that you could, if you can't proceed forward under any of the other permitted uses, you can come forward as a conditional use. So
okay,
that's how we led to today.
So. All right, so but because she's doing this as a weekly rentals, daily rentals, how do you do this?
Right now I have a 2-day stay minimum, but most people stay at least 3 days to a week.
Okay, but their people aren't coming and saying, I'm moving in, you know.
Okay.
And that's not your goal, I'm
no,
assuming?
No, not at all.
Okay, because would that be a different, as long as they're just coming and going and not staying for...
Correct. So it's not a permanent dwelling. So it's the yeah. So
okay, I'm so in love with this idea. It's just a shame. Anyway, I don't have any other questions. I was in your yard today looking at it.
Yeah,
so I would say just make sure there's a good place to turn around because I might have turned around in the wrong place.
Okay. Yeah, our driveway is.
Yeah. Mark out the parking. Those are my questions. Can I come see it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's a great idea. Did you bring this to us, or did she get cited, or?
I believe at one point there was a question about whether we needed a building permit, and that's how it came to P&Z's attention.
Okay.
And then the applicant started working with us. Yeah.
She would have come in. They would have come in for a building permit, and then okay,
correct.
That's cool. That's great. It's good to get that stuff figured out so that you can come here and everything's legal and up.
Well, actually, so when we got it, technically, according to the code, we didn't have to get a building permit because it's like an RV built by a company that specializes in these kind of tiny homes. So that was the first thing that we encountered, where we were told we needed a building permit after we had it on site. But it wasn't clear. And then that ended up getting ruled that like we didn't have to have one because
that's,
it was
that's
an RV.
Correct, Ms. DeMichel, if I may. That's correct. We worked together to get a building permit, and I do believe that it was decided no building permit was necessary.
Well, it flushed out the need to make sure that you'd not be cited, so that's good. Yeah. But I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
No questions.
Okay.
I have no questions. Thank you. I like
Mayor,
Oh, I love the tiny homes too. I want to build one.
So just a statement, no questions.
All right, okay. White House, anything?
Help me, thanks.
Okay, Counselor.
Just tell me again with the septic, how's that hooked up?
There is no septic.
It's a composting toilet.
Okay, so, all right. I mean, so unfortunately, you got to be the trailblazer for these.
Yeah.
We've seen them at the county where there's been groupings of them, you know, which is almost essentially like a campground, you know, and mm-hmm. this one doesn't fit into any of those categories, you know, but it is a dwelling, and, you know, we've just got to think about, you know, the density aspects of these and subdivisions and other things, you know, not so much for this issue, but, you know, just right. I think each one of these applications has to be considered uniquely based on the circumstances that surround it.
Should there be some kind of condition on it of the amount of time a person can stay?
I don't think so, because first of all, I don't know how we'd enforce that, you know.
I'm just assuming people around you enforce everything in Sussex County.
Yeah,
so.
But then, I mean, how do we prove it, you know? I mean, yeah, so. But anyhow, it's a
okay,
dwelling's just, a dwelling's a dwelling, you know, really, right. Whether there's somebody there different each week or it's the same piece of people all year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. No, that seems like it's a good idea.
Okay. Staff on this end, anything?
Now I just want to mention I did check with the assessments department and it's not a taxable dwelling unit. We're kind of calling it a dwelling unit, but Mr. Robertson, is that correct? I don't.
Well, yeah, no, that's true. And that's always been an issue. I mean, that's an even broader issue than this. And that's been certain council members' concerns along the way. You know, we have all these campgrounds with mobile homes that put down roots and decks and additions and they're not taxed as a dwelling. That's an issue for another day, but you're right. I don't think this is taxed like a dwelling because right. it's on wheels. And
at least, yeah, this specific one.
I would love to see us work on an ordinance for things like this. I mean, in Portland, they've allowed people to put one in their backyard to fight homelessness and to as affordable housing. And I just think it would be a big boon for Sussex County.
One of those things where we ought to figure out what the guardrails are and establish them and then make it better.
I think that's going to be it because you, as you know, as soon as you make a rule, there will be someone who figures out how to circumvent it. My concern is...
We're not talking about you.
Sorry.
I tell you, I agree with my colleagues, don't have an issue with what you want to do. But this is one I said earlier that isn't as simple as it looks because we don't have a mechanism to deal with this right now. So we're going to need to develop one. And when you start going down that road, you know, there's that whole issue of unintended consequences, you know, mm-hmm. that we have to be mindful of. And we have a very large resort area in Sussex County where there are a number of people that would love to have a garage apartment with a kitchen next to their home, that's again the rules, okay? We don't allow that, okay? So are we creating something, you know, that may have a consequence that we didn't intend for it to have? So the whole issue is a good deal more complicated. The good news is your application isn't particularly complicated, I don't think. So
I'm going to describe it this way. It's probably complicated for us.
Yeah, it's not complicated for you. It's complicated for us, but I think, you know, it sounds at least like there's a fair amount of support here. So, but we'll see. Anyone else have any other closing comments? Okay, we'll see if anyone's here that has an interest in your application, if you'll take a seat nearby. Is there anyone here that would like to speak? And I almost forgot to do that. We'd like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2285, Ashley DeMichelle. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2285? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2285?
Again, if there is anyone on the line,
in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right, we thank you. Anyone else on the commission have any questions
thank
or
you.
Comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thanks for hanging in there with us.